This is StoryCorps Oklahoma from KOSU. I'm Rachel Hubbard. Relationships with parents often change in adulthood. Jeff and Blaze McKenzie, father and son, visited the StoryCorps mobile booth in Oklahoma City and reflected on their evolving relationship.
I uncovered a set of note cards you'd written, 3x5 note cards, and it was a letter to me. I guess you were pleading with me to be less difficult or something, or to see like the point of you parenting me in a certain way that I guess was not agreeable with. But I've had it out for, just put it on display in my living room for anyone, nosy enough, they'll find a really great, hardly legible note from you to 13-year-old me.
Yeah, I was absolutely shocked when I read that. First of all, I must have been really religious at the time.
Mm.
Because, I've spent a lot of time complaining about all they want to do at our state capitol is get a Ten Commandments monument out front.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm totally opposed to that. And one of the last things I said in that note was, I just hope you obey the Ten Commandments. I could not believe, I have no memory of ever saying that, and I find it hard to believe that came out of my mouth, but that was in my handwriting.
Yeah.
I cleaned my act up when I was 34,
mm-hmm.
just 2 years before you were born.
Uh-huh.
So when I quit smoking, I started smoking when I was 17 years old. I quit smoking and started going back to church.
Mm-hmm.
I was raised a Catholic also, and once you left the nest, though, and went back to school, went to college, I started smoking again.
Yeah.
And
well, it's funny because I started smoking when I was 17, and now I'm 32, and I'm a month and 2 weeks or so without a cigarette. And,
that's great.
Maybe I'll start going to church soon. Well, it's pretty funny looking at pictures from that time. You were crew cut and sweater vested, and flash forward to today, and you've got, hair down to the middle of your back, and you're wearing suspenders.
Yeah. I mean, I feel my body breaking down, and I just feel like I can't go until I know this guy here, Blaze, is, on his feet. I want to be there to help him all I can, and, if I suddenly... he was totally, completely on his feet tomorrow. It doesn't mean I want to check out or die all of a sudden, but that's my greatest concern, is I just want him to get by in this world, because it's a tough world.
Well, what do you mean by on his feet?
Well, being able to make sure you have enough money to pay your insurance premiums and keep your car running. And
sure.
It's expensive.
Yeah.
And I've received help. I love helping you as much as I can. But, I won't always be there, and I just want to know that you'll be okay. And my dad was able to die. I think at one time he was really worried because I was such a mess.
Do you think I'm such a mess?
No, you're not a mess at all. I'm amazed at, how quick you learn, and you're a lot smarter than I am.
Well, but I'm definitely less pragmatic too, yeah.
I kind of wish you'd had better role models. Your mom and I were, you kind of were dealt the joker with us as parents, but hey.
Well,
but I think you turned out great.
Yeah, you did a good job.